Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson, Indiana. The St. Peter congregation is affiliated with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and, as such, is a community of faith which is Christ-centered and service-oriented, founded upon the gospel of Christ crucified and risen for all. We are Donna and Brian Ness, and we look forward to sharing Christ's word with you through scripture and song on this seventh Sunday after Pentecost. Our reading from the prophet Zechariah for today gives us a prophecy of Palm Sunday, which we hear in the gospel reading for the first Sunday in Advent. Its fulfillment occurred 5 centuries after Zechariah proclaimed his words of prophecy when Jesus entered Jerusalem to the praises of the crowds. Echoing a prophecy of Isaiah from 2 centuries earlier, we hear a musical setting of Comfort, Comfort, Now My People.
A reading from the 9th chapter of the prophet Zechariah. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim, and the war horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall speak peace to the nations. His rule shall be from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you also, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. Return to your stronghold, O prisoners of hope. Today I declare that I will restore to you double.
Comfort, comfort, now my people. Tell of peace, O sails our God. Comfort those who sit in darkness, mourning on the sorrow's horn. To the people, not the prayer, but Lord, and wait for them. Tell them that their war is over. God will reign in peace forever. Hark, a herald voice is sounding. See the desert far and near. Calling us to repentance. See the kingdom come easy.
The epistle reading for today continues St. Paul's explanation to the church in Rome of the relationship between the law, sin, and God's grace. Each Christian is bound to Christ in his death and resurrection through the sacrament of holy baptism, as we hear in the musical setting of the baptismal hymn, I bind unto myself today, following the reading.
A reading from the 7th chapter of St. Paul's letter to the church at Rome. We know that the law is spiritual, but I am of the flesh, sold under sin. I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Now, if I do what I do not want, I agree with the law, that it is good. So now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing. Now if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do right, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inner being, but I see in my members another law waging war against the law of my mind, and making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Today's gospel reading shows a drastic change in tone from what we heard last week. The conflict between Satan and the Christian is real and deadly, but Jesus invites us with, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Following the gospel reading, we hear a musical setting of "Come unto me," which reinforces the words of the gospel.
A reading from the 11th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Matthew. At that time Jesus declared, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding, and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light."
Thank you.
Pastor Daniel Speckert and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School sincerely invite you to come worship, learn, serve, and live with Jesus. Children, no matter the age, are always welcome and a blessing to us all. The Sunday worship service begins at 9 a.m. with Bible class and Sunday school for all ages at 10:30. A reminder that Vacation Bible School is being held this coming week, July 10th through the 14th, from 9 until 11:30 a.m., for children in preschool through 5th grade. The week will be filled with songs, Bible stories, snacks, crafts, and games. A supersized VBS for kids in 6th grade through high school begins tonight and runs through July 13th from 6 until 7:30 p.m. A child may be registered online, or forms can be found at the church, which is located at 810 West Talmer Avenue in North Judson. For any questions pertaining to any of the activities and Bible studies of St. Peter Congregation, please call the church office at 574-896-2025. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, Pastor Speckert and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School look forward to meeting you. May your life be blessed with the love of Jesus.